اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. The month of Ramadan has begun. Ya Allah, we're here again to knock on your door, asking you to open. There's a sinner at the door, seeking your mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك و وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها شفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. والحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما، وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير، وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا، لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولى كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلم أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك. كذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك، فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصي، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي، فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. حججك على عبادك وأمناك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل الممتثل وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدوس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك. استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله. مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له. أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا. يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفى بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، ترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المم به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة أمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إله الحق، آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا، صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللنا، وعافية منك تلبسنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite a salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, Allah makes this month of Ramadan a blessed month of Ramadan for all of you and all of us and for all believers worldwide. One of the blessings that we ask Him is relief, complete relief, not temporary relief, but complete relief from the condition that we are in that does not allow us to congregate, to enjoy the blessing of the jama'ah prayers, the jama'ah recitations of the Qur'an, the congregations of du'a that we used to have in our centers in this blessed month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of this month and the blessings that He provides in this month that He relieves us sooner rather than later from the difficulties and hardships of this condition. This was the beginning, the first day of the month of Ramadan for the followers of some of the Maraja, and tomorrow will be the first day and tonight is the first night of the month of Ramadan for the followers of the other Maraja. Although we mentioned this in the short video that was produced for the month of Ramadan and the beginning of it, I would like to elaborate again and mention that we don't need to have unhealthy discussions, arguments, bad feelings about such a great thing, which is both the beginning of the month of Ramadan and also the matter of taqleed. All of us is doing their research. They have found a particular marja. They are following. That marja has done their research to figure out what the ruling is. They have presented that, and each of us is following that whichever marja we follow. And based on that, tomorrow is either the first or the second of the month of Ramadan. Let's not allow those discussions and debates to cause us to not benefit and receive the blessings, the great blessings of the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, in terms of centers, I'm sure whatever centers there are, we would have to make adjustments. Laylatul Qadr, according to the followers of some maraja, is going to be one night. Other maraja, it will be other nights. Inshallah, we will uphold all six nights, three for the followers of each of the maraja. The more the merrier. It's a great blessing to be able to spend the night in worship. We will, inshallah, conduct those programs in that way so that all the community members can benefit and we can benefit as well. Whoever joins, even if you are the follower of another marja, your marja doesn't tell you not to join the dua sessions and the Quran sessions and the a'mal sessions of the believers who are following a different marja. In the end, God knows which is the first day of the month of Ramadan. It might have been today, it might be tomorrow. We're doing our taklif. He's told us. We don't know, He knows. Maybe those who begun today, that's the beginning. And when they commemorate the nights of Laylatul Qadr, those are the nights to commemorate. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's tomorrow and the nights for Laylatul Qadr. So I encourage all of us to, inshallah, to the extent that we can. Those who can't, they have work, they can't do all six nights, all right, do based on at least the nights that according to your marja. Inshallah, we will, as a community and the work at this center, inshallah, we will hold six nights and maybe two nights for the celebration of the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba. We'll see what the community members agree on regarding that, inshallah. While we were reading Dua Iftitah, I was reminded again of the importance of it. I'm not sure how many of you paid attention to the website that we're using, Dua Player, that some of the brothers in California have, and sisters perhaps. I'm not too sure how many people and who all are involved. I know some of the brothers and perhaps sisters are involved. I know the brothers. Anyhow, it's good work that they have put together. At the beginning of it, it said Dua by the 12th Imam. It's been narrated from the 12th Imam, the Imam of our time. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. He has presented us with this gift. The gift of Dua al-Iftitah is from the 12th Imam. And maybe now you can make better connection with the idea that a good portion of the dua has to do with the 12th Imam and the requests, the supplications we have from Allah in regards to the 12th Imam. We should read these. I don't want to focus on any particular line that we have in Dua al-Iftitah, but generally read these from a different perspective. I want to spend a few minutes talking about this. I'm sure we've heard it, but I feel for myself I need to hear it again. I need to talk about it again. I need to focus on this again in order to help me better with this idea. And that is our approach towards dua. The approach towards dua that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something and we leave it on Him. A dua, and according to this understanding, is requesting God to give me something, and okay, I asked Him and that's it. I'm done with it. This is one approach towards dua. In certain duas, this approach is not common. For example, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for money, we don't just sit on the prayer rug. 99.9% of us are like this. We don't just sit on the prayer rug in the month of Ramadan and say, Allahumma aghna kulla faqir. Say, oh Allah, I'm poor, you know, please provide for me. Give me sustenance. In Dua Kumail, or different duas, we ask for abundance of sustenance. None of us just sit there and say, okay, God, give me more, and I do nothing about it. We're working our tails off to get a hold of more money and more sustenance. We're working towards it. If we have an exam coming up, we'll make the dua. We ask Allah, but we work our tails off in trying to get a good grade on that exam. And if we don't, people tell us, look, this is how you need to do it. You're not going to get a good grade if you're just going to sit there and ask God to give you a good grade. Do that dua, definitely. Ask God for it, they'll tell you. Do that, but also work for it. This is somewhat of a correct understanding, although on those topics, what I would emphasize is that our tawheed is weak and we need to focus more on the supplication part, on the dua part, on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will provide. I will do the work, but know that He is the one that provides and ask and focus on that aspect of the dua. We are almost doing the reverse right now. In certain du'as, we understand that the approach to just ask God and do nothing about it is not the way to go. It's not what Islam says. It's not the way God has told us to do. We have to go and work for it. We have to go and study. We understand those parts. We understand, or we should understand, we ask Allah to give us this great du'a of the, as the Quran has called her, not to mention her by her bad husband's name, but to show how great she is. And part of her greatness is because she is the wife of this horrible man, the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya. Imra'atu Fir'aun, the example of good people. She said in a request, in a dua, a supplication to Allah, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. O Allah, establish, build for me a house with yourself, by yourself, in Jannah. I don't just want to be in Jannah. I want to be by you. I want to be near you. I want to be close to you. She makes this dua, but she doesn't only make the dua. She's worked hard for it. She sacrificed her love, her life for it. She could have lived as much as Fir'aun did, because he didn't live for eternity and he was punished. But from Asiya's perspective, in order to enjoy the blessings of the material life that Fir'aun was given temporarily, she could have not believed in Musa. She could have not professed that faith. She could have not taken up for Musa in her house where Fir'aun would know. She could have done all of that, but she didn't. And she stood up for Musa, and she paid the price for it. She worked on رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. We understand you can't ask for God to give you paradise and then do haram and avoid wajibat, not do our responsibilities. Oh Allah, give me. We understand all of that. There are certain areas of dua that for some reason, and I still haven't figured it out, generally speaking, we have not understood that. One of those areas that we have not understood that are the du'as in regards to the 12th imam. When we ask for Allah to bring him to do A, B, C, that's what dua iftitah says, bring him so that he does A, bring him so he does B, bring him so he does C, whatever it is. Sunnata nabiyyik, Allah, bring him so that he can revive the sunnah of your prophet. We ask Allah, bring him in order for him to revive the sunnah of the prophet. We can't just sit idly and ask Allah for that to happen. We have to work for it. With the same logic that we need to work for paradise if we ask Allah for paradise, we need to work for cash if we're asking Allah for cash, we need to work for a good grade if we're asking Allah for a good grade, we have to work for it if we are asking Allah to bring the imam in order to revive the sunnah of the prophet. How do we work towards that? Well, take that objective and start working towards it. If you're asking Allah to bring the 12th imam to revive the sunnah of the prophet, you start reviving the sunnah of the prophet. You're not going to be able to do it completely without the imam. You start doing it. When you start doing it, you start moving in that direction. And then when you're asking Allah to send the imam, then the imam will be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't just sit idly and say, oh Allah, get rid of the jabbarin. Get rid of the tyrants. Okay. Allah, we're sitting here doing nothing. That sounds like the dua that what the followers of Musa, after they were Banu Israel, when they were freed and relieved from the Fir'aun, they were told to go towards the Holy Land, towards Palestine. They crossed the desert, the Sinai desert. They went towards the Holy Land. But there was already an establishment. There was already a government. There were people that were jabbarin, the Quran says in Surah Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, go and fight, I'll help you, you will overcome this. They looked at those fellows, like, these guys are some big dudes with weapons and experience and all of that. Like, we're not doing this. You go with your Lord. Innaha huna qa'idun. We're sitting right here. We're not moving. We want that place. It's awesome. It's amazing. But we're not going to do anything. You and your Lord go and take care of it. When you're done, we'll join you. We'll come. Yeah, we're sure. We're definitely going to be. But when the fighting, We ask Allah, we say, oh Allah, bring the 12th month to get rid of these tyrants. It's just like those Banu Israel, like, oh, we're sitting right here. I want to do my business. I want to build my bank accounts. I want to build my future, my mansion in Beverly Hills, my, I don't know, Lambos and Mercedes and this and that. And oh, you can go do that so I can get more. That's what we're asking. That's not how it works. You say, oh Allah, send the 12th Imam to get rid of the tyrants. Well, you got to start working for that. Start getting rid of the tyrants. How do you get rid of it? You go figure it out yourself. I don't need to tell you how to get good grades on your exam. If you know if you need to get a good grade, you got to go figure out how you're going to do that. I can't tell you how you're going to be making money. You ask Allah to get sustenance or to give you sustenance, you start working for it. You don't come and ask me, how can I work for my sustenance? You go figure it out. When you're asking for Allah to send the 12th Imam to get rid of the tyrants, don't ask me how to get rid of the tyrants. You go figure it out. If you really want the Imam to come and do what he says, the same way you make those du'as, and you have to work to get to the results. This is a du'a you're making. You have to work to get to the results. Read the du'a with this understanding, with this approach. It makes a huge difference. When you read another example, those were examples of the 12th Imam. We read in the very well-known repeated dua in the month of Ramadan, Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. Oh Allah, you relieve all those who are dealing with poverty, provide for them. Aghni kulla faqir. Make them wealthy, give them a lot of cash. Well, the approach, again, the approach that you just ask Allah, when it came to me getting sustenance, I didn't just ask God and just sit here waiting for cash to come from the ceiling or from the sky, from the heavens. When it comes for cash going to the poor, I'm like, God, you do it. No, that's not how that dua is. That dua is God provide. That means I need to start working on that. And alhamdulillah, believers here are. For those who aren't here, I don't know exactly who all is involved. I know the community members are involved. There's food packs that are here that they're going to be delivering. Maybe they already have some. They've set aside some money and bank account. And may Allah bless all those who are doing this. They read that dua, Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. I can't provide for all these people. You provide. I will do whatever you've given me. في أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. The believers are those that in their belongings, in what God has given them, there is a right, there's a portion for السائل والمحروم, for the one who asks for assistance, and for the deprived, the one who is not privileged to have these things. These brothers and sisters have said that. So they're asking God, I can't do much, this is all you provide. I'm going to do this, but you provide. This is a good step, and we need to keep going with that, inshallah. Allah will help us. Allah will aghni kulla faqir. He will provide for all the poor through the hands, inshallah, of the believers. The believers will be the means. You give, you'll see Allah will give you more. He will give you more and more to give, and you will realize that you don't even take care of your own life. Allah took care of it. Ask those who've been involved with this. They will tell you that's definitely the case. So the du'as, the various du'as that we read in the month of Ramadan and outside of that, we should have the approach that we need to see what that du'a says. We should consider that something we need to work towards, a goal we need to work towards, and on top of asking, we need to take steps towards it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, by the rights of the Imam of our time, by the right of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, we tawassul to her on this first night of the month of Ramadan, that she helps us. Really, we need that help, we need that assistance to be able to benefit from this month. Ya Fatimah al-Zahra, we beg you, we aren't able to. We don't want to just go through the month of Ramadan, just like another month of Ramadan, just enjoy the material blessings of the month of Ramadan. We really want to be a different person by the end of it. And we seek intercession, shafa'ah from you. We take you as a wasila, and we ask and we beg to give us the tawfiq this year of Hajjah Baytillah al-Haram, to be able to perform Hajj this year, to go for the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet in Medina, the ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt in Baqi', the ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt in Iraq, Imam al-Husayn, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Kadhim, Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Askari, and Imam al-Ridha in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And we ask her, Ya Fatimatu Zahra, give us the privilege of the ziyarah of the 12th Imam, that we get to see him, we get to spend time with him. And we ask you to please intercede so that the 12th Imam is pleased with us. Whatever I've done that he's not pleased with me, I beg you to ask him to be pleased with me, and inshallah forgive me and help me not to do the wrong. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask him to hasten the return of Iman and Islam and the global movement of the 12th Imam. We ask him to help all of us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping the cause of Islam, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajjat, their needs, their requests. We ask Him to relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Cure all the ill in the world suffering from this illness, the COVID-19 or any other illness. And we ask Allah to relieve all people from this illness and the problems and the isolations and all the difficulties that have come with it, inshallah. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Ali, Rahimallah, man qara al-Fatiha ma'as-salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.